Ladies and gentlemen, oh, this is the good one. Welcome to the Nerd Bash Podcast, episode double digits, 10! The perfect one, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a shot of my beautiful crew here today. Uh-oh, we don't have RJ. He's on special assignment again.
He's the most beautiful.
People have been asking me since we did the dating game episode, how'd everything go? So I have to put it out there. Unfortunately, there was a mishap in the schedule. Our good friend Taylor, also known as Bachelorette number two, had to back out of the date. She had something happening, and really sad to hear that the date didn't happen. It's hopefully postponed to another time. But I got even better news. Ladies and gentlemen, two things. One, we're doing the dating game again soon. Yeah, we're doing the Nerdy Dating Game episode two. I don't know what's going to happen. I have people lined up. People came up to me and were really wanted to be a part of it. They saw it. It was a lot of fun. It's on the YouTube page, episode 9. Go check it out. Tell Alexa, Alexa, watch the Nerd Badge podcast. And you get to listen to us on Alexa, which is really cool.
I didn't understand that.
Yes. we're on Apple. We're on Spotify, YouTube. If you're watching this right now, obviously you know what the tube of Ubing is. let's run down the panel in substitution, fitting for RJ. She's beautiful. She's tan. She just came back from the Norwegian cruise ship, the Joy, for her birthday, a little week away, since we both have vacation at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gabby, formerly known as Segura, Quinn.
Woo!
Thank you. Good to be back.
Side note, she's my wife and takes care of my cats. To her right, ladies and gentlemen, man, a director, an actor, a leader in the community when it comes to film. He is a great wrestling fan. He is a man of knowledge on many different topics about pro wrestling. Shut up, Yeshua. Shut up. Once again, if you're listening to this on the podcast or on Spotify, he's doing hand things. You can't tell what we're doing on the podcast unless you watch it on YouTube. So we like to like throw in little hand gestures. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael, God damn it, I'm going to say your name right one day. Shiavo.
Close enough. Shiavo.
Damn it, Sheev.
Sheev.
We're calling you Sheev.
I hate the fact I can never pronounce your name because it's so many things going on.
But we just don't pronounce names.
I know, really. We suck at names. If you ever watch, I think episode two was like the
names.
This is like Marvel Universe. Like, please, if you understand this reference, please watch episode two. To his right, an actress. And we talked about this last time, signed, because she came late, actually.
I came very late.
She signed, sealed, and delivered as an actress to an agency. She's working on, what was that thing you're working on again? The modeling thing?
Yeah, so I became a brand ambassador for two different jewelry companies.
So we'll get to that in a couple minutes. But ladies and gentlemen, she is an amazing improv actress. And that's hard to say because most improv sucks and she doesn't. ladies and gentlemen, Susie. Last name Seitzer. Get it right. Put it in your mouth. So today, our topic of discussions today is, I mean, like I said, it's not necessarily, we're not going to talk about comic book characters. We're not going to talk about movies all the time. We're going to talk about things that people are actually nerdy about. And I say that in the reference of things people like to do and they're passionate about. With us, I think me and my wife, we like to go on little adventures here and there. We've done escape rooms. That's been an episode. We've talked about many different things. This week, we're going to talk about vacations. Yeah. And not even just vacations. I feel like just trips, traveling, and anything in between. Because when everyone needs a place to get away. And sometimes people get embarrassed about saying certain things they want to do. We go on the Jericho Cruise when you can make it.
When I can make it.
And it's always a great time. Like, we hung out with Will Ospreay. We hung out with Ashley Dubois on there. We hung out with so many great people. Like, and I think I said this before that I was, thank you to Will Ospreay, who's a friend of the show. I love Will. Will's an awesome guy. What's it called? Ashley, I would love to have you on the episode one day. I know you healed up after your ankle. Things are going well for you. She's engaged to top talent in TNA right now. She's doing great. I'd love to have you guys on. We can talk about stuff. But in the between hand, with me and Gabby, it was a great introduction to pro wrestling, because every time I try and I do stuff when I'm at shows and we're hanging out with pro wrestlers, you always afraid of people being like, you know, hey, that person just might be a real jerk in real life. They're a nice guy on camera. I feel like that's the idea that people have sometimes, is like, never meet your heroes.
Yeah,
you
know? You never know.
Yeah, this person just would be like, yo, get away from me, kid. You know what I mean? Like, and there have been people in wrestling that I've experienced at conventions. We take this show over to, we just did the what's it called, Wrestle Show.
We did Wrestle Show New Jersey, yeah, I think it was called.
Last week, it was a great time. I got to hang out with a lot of great people.
The host, King was there.
Jerry King Lola was right next to us. He's always a class act, beautiful man. Devon Dudley is always there. I'm always offering him water, and he's looking at me like, why is this guy so nice to me all the time? He's not going to watch it, but I'll let it like slide. Like, he doesn't know that, like, once again, I'm trained by Johnny Rods, just like he was trained by Johnny Rods. Obviously, two different paths. Mine does not even pale in comparison to his, but it's always nice seeing people like that. First of all, friend of the shows, I love them both to death, Vanity and JC Storm, Luminous JC Storm. If you follow this on the YouTube, you also notice that I put up things called the front row section. Take a little pause after this video and go check out that section. I did interviews with them at the big event. That's coming up November 9th. We'll be there. And by the way, big event, we'll be there. We went to the big, I keep saying the big event, the Wrestle Show with,
I think hosted, it was called Wrestle Show.
Wrestle Show in New Jersey, hosted by Richie Sarantino, great guy, great promoter, runs a professional, great meet and greet. You get to meet everybody, no issues. You don't get, like, you know, bamboozled or anything like that. The guy has a stellar record in getting you autographs, anything that you need. He's a great guy. We rented 2 days from him. We couldn't make it the second day because we were on the cruise. So I gave it to a friend of mine. They took over the table. And everyone had a great time. I mean, you had a great time, right?
I had a fantastic time. I actually wanted to mention the girl that was sitting right next to us, and I'm trying to think of her name.
I can't remember her name either, but I found out, you know where she's from, right?
She's from Staten Island.
No. What actual thing she's famous for?
Oh, she was in Big Brother, which, yes, I love.
Yes.
And Mob Wives.
Yeah, Mob Wives. Yeah. Oh.
She was sitting, yeah, right next to
I
us.
I forget her name. Richie knows her name. I'm going to reach out to him. I'll put it here. I'll put a photo of it or something like that. I feel so bad. I forgot
was
her name.
Was she one of the Mob Wives?
Yeah, oh, she was one. Babe. Babe, you got to put the microphone up. It's up. Watch out for the TV, though.
This is my issue.
Well, turn it the other way. There you go. No.
I don't want to break things. Leave it.
Pull the microphone. Pull the microphone this way. There you go. And now keep turning. There you go. Keep turning. Nope. There you go.
Okay.
Now lift it straight up. Straight up.
So up, there we go.
Up. No. All the way. We got to force it up. There you go. Come on. You got it. I'm sorry for my wife.
Hey, I love her.
I know. But anyway, what are we talking about now? Oh, yeah. So,
Mob Wives.
Yeah, she was on Mob Wives. She's absolutely breathtaking. She's a beautiful person. I forget her name.
Jade.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm so sorry if you're watching this. I like to fully apologize. We are watching episode 2. That's all I got to say.
Remember anybody's name, but we really love you.
We don't remember people's names, and we're so sorry about this. the most important thing is that, like, she was really kind, and I feel like we always hang out with, like, nice people. There's one person I will not mention because I don't want to mention his name, but he's a real jerk. But he was always, like, very push-office to people. I haven't run into him in, like, about 4 years or so, so I'm happy about that. She was very nice, very well-mannered. She was very polite because I always bring pizza to these things. And when I brought her the pizza, I was like, hey, I brought pizza, like 3 boxes of pizza. I was like, hey, would you like some pizza? She goes, I'm so sorry, I don't really know if I can. And she was so humble. I was like, listen, no, absolutely, here. We have bottled water. We have everything that you need. Come bring
cookies.
We have more cookies.
I do want to mention how, like, the Dudley brothers, if you remember this, were sitting across from
Dudley
us.
Boys, don't get me screwed up. And I know the story you're going to tell. And Bubba was
not happy with me.
So I'll let you tell the story. We'll put this into a little clip. Hey, Susie, what happened with you and Bubba Ray Dudley when we went to the Wrestle Show?
We're not friends, unfortunately. But I tend to be a little bit shy. Yes. And I knew they were so, and you know that. And I knew they were, like, so familiar, and they were, like, massive, these two, like, massive guys, and I was like, I gotta snap a picture and, like, show my brother. And so as I take is that my phone that's ringing?
Yep.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's lovely classical music.
Yeah, really. Thank you. I was like, who put the mood music on? But continue.
It worked. So, thank you. So I take out my phone to snap a photo, and I think I'm, like, so slick, right?
Like, she's undercover, like, he'll
I'm
never know.
Undercover, like this, kind of leaning into Mike a little bit, and I'm like...
Well, also, to give you the visual of what's happening right now, we are literally, like, diagonally to their left. And it's, like, one table away. So, there's a table in front of them. The table next to that table is where the Dudleys are sitting. So, as this is happening, Susie thinks she's slick. I'm literally talking to somebody who's, like, asking me about the podcast. Susie, what happened next?
So, I take my phone and I zoom in, right, to get a really good... And as I zoom in, I see his eye contact go from, like, one way... right into, like, the camera lens of my phone. And I hit snap.
Also, wait. There's also a very loud...
Oh, you didn't even silence your phone?
So
why would I do that?
I automatically... No, sorry to interject here, but I literally just go from here to, like... You did not just take a picture of him.
And I turn to him and I'm like, so that just happened.
So he literally looks at me and goes, hey...
What are you doing?
If you want a picture, you could just ask for one. And I go, hey, listen, I'm sorry. She's really shy. She didn't want to ask you. She didn't know what to do. And I told her not to. And I didn't tell her not to. I told her, like, hey, listen, you know.
She doesn't follow instructions. Yeah.
Not follow instructions, but, like, she basically didn't know. I was like, hey, yeah, we'll ask him later. That's what I basically said. And then I turned to talk to somebody, and then I heard the snap, and that just made me turn. He goes, I was like, I'm so sorry. She's extremely shy. He goes, that's okay. I'm extremely rude. And we all just laugh. Right now, because I'm the one who does, like, the editing and adding and stuff, here's the picture.
And you'll see his face. You will see his face. He's giving me the look of death. If anybody's ever cursed me before, this is what it's looked like.
The heat vision that came off his head was pretty funny. Robert, I was like, there's a lot of, and everyone who knows is you got this, there's a lot of tables around. Oh, oh. I'm like, well...
There goes this table.
Bye, Susie.
I was like, all right, I'm gonna let myself out. Yeah.
But it was really fun. He smiled, Demon laughed, Bubble laughed. It was a great time. All right, let's get into our main topic. I mean, I could talk wrestling, but obviously RJ's on special assignment today, so we're going to skip.
Sorry, I'm not RJ.
It's okay. You're cuter.
I was just going to say that.
Well, thank you. I have a bigger crush on you.
So going forward, we're going to talk about right now the beautiful topic of vacations. And I feel there's two type of vacations that you go to. There's the type of vacation where you kind of plan it out and you just exclusively go to a spot that you haven't been to before and you want to explore and you want to go on these trips and you want to do the whole entire sights and sounds and everything. And then there's vacations or trips, I would say, where you go away for the first one's a little bit longer for time. The second one's more of a shorter amount of time. It could be a weekend. Hey, we'll go to AC. Hey, we'll go to Lake George. We'll go for something like that, you know? Me, my wife, my beautiful wife, my awesome beautiful wife, we were able to align.
What did you do?
Wow. Are you in the doghouse?
I didn't do anything. That's the weird thing. What? I throw it in there whenever
we'll
I can.
Keep you posted.
But it's true.
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough that we were both able to have our vacations aligned. She had
finally.
A week. Yeah, I know, really. I had my I'm off like a longer extended period of time. She's off for a week. She takes like these multiple week vacations. So we were like, hey, for your birthday, because her birthday was like in the middle of the week prior to last week. Last week we were on a boat. We're on Norwegian Joy. And Norwegian, for all your sailing needs, send me money.
Hashtag sponsor.
Hashtag sponsor. We'll get to that later. So now we start doing planning. And we're like, hey, listen, we're both going to be on vacation. Let's go on a trip. Let's go on something together. Her birthday was like in the smack middle of the week where, you know, it's like a Wednesday. No one wants a Wednesday. Oh, boy, I got a Wednesday middle of the week birthday. Wah, that's great.
Wah. Yeah.
So we made it into a thing where the next week we went on vacation. We went from Sunday to
Sunday.
Sunday the 19th?
Yes.
Sunday the 19th to the, no, was it? Sunday to the 26th. You're right. Sorry. Sunday to the 26th. And it was a great time. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Norwegian Joy boat. Don't get me wrong. We usually go on. We've been on boats with more pools. We've been on boats with more activities to do. So it's kind of a fun thing for us to kind of go to the pool. The weather was a little bit off. Again, that's not Norwegian's fault. But the Joy itself, it only had one pool, and then it had two jacuzzis, and then had a bigger jacuzzi in the back. They have the vibe area, but it wasn't very well advertised. I didn't even know.
It wasn't.
I usually get it when I go into Breakaway. It does make a huge difference. You have the jacuzzis and everything like that. The private areas, where there's no kids pooping in the pool. Maybe that happened a couple of times.
Maybe Mike did it.
It's when there's a,
maybe.
It's when there's adults pooping in the pool that I'm nervous.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, that's really bad.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah. It's not exactly
that's another episode.
That's another episode. So now, with the Norwegian Joy, again, the staff was okay. You know, there was it was the fact that, like, we had a lot of fun. We did the, what's it called? We did that on the Joy. We did the Wheel of Fortune and what else?
Oh, we did Wheel of Fortune. We tried to do the dating, perfect couple.
Yeah, the not so newly wedding game.
So newlywed game.
So she drags me up there, and I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Sorry, I missed this.
So
we got pushed aside by older couples, apparently.
Yeah.
They only wanted the older couples, not the younger ones. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
We even got asked, like, hey, we clap for you. Like, yeah. People are like, because it came up to, like, five couples, because they had two couples that they picked out of a hat. You put your name up there. She put her name in there. And I was like, oh, thank God, I'm not getting paid. Thank God. So then it turns into, all right, we want, like, another couple up here, and the crowd's going to choose. And I'm like, how the hell are they going to choose? We want the first five couples to get up here to come up and, you know, we'll do something to have you guys get picked. And we're like, oh, crap. So I'm up there, and they're like, I want you to plant. And I look at her. I was like, oh, they're going to make us kiss, aren't they? They're going to make us kiss. Here it comes. And the guy goes, great host, the ship.
I don't remember his cruiser. Name, but he was a good host.
Yeah. Once again, we don't remember.
Yeah.
So we get up there and the old people next to us, they were like, they looked like they were falling a little bit. And I was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. That was to our left. To our right was the couple that was married for the first day. They got married the day prior.
Oh, that's right. They were a day old.
So they were like a day. And
they had that newlywed smell.
Yeah, exactly. So the guy looks at me because I'm lucky. Our wedding day is on the first. So anytime, how long have you been married for? I can do a running tally as long as I know the day. And I go, how long have you guys been married for? 2 years, 7 months, and 20 days, because it was the second day we're on the cruise. And he goes, oh, wow. And he looks at the newlywed couple, how long have you guys been married for? And they literally just said they got married yesterday. And the woman goes, and he goes, if you just got married yesterday, try not having your first answer to be, So to go down the line and
I smell an annulment.
Yeah. So what's it called? They do a kiss. It's just like this little happy little peck, and everyone's like, boo, as they should. And then I give her like this beautiful dip and everything like that. And then I pick her up and
throw her. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Boy, yeah, power slam. So that happened. And then the next one, these old people are just like,
the benches fall out.
It looked like a bird, like, drinking water. It was like... That's what it was. And then that's basically what it was. And then it was, like, this really old couple at the end. Like, I'm surprised, like, he didn't break a hip. Yeah. Just lifting her arm. And I was like, oh, man, this is not going to be pretty. So they lift up their arms, they kiss, and whatever. Everyone cheers for them. I was like, they're going to cheer for these old people. Yeah. I'm not mad at that, you know?
I was like, die next week.
Exactly. It's like, this. Put this in a memoriam video at the Oscars, you know? So so now they pick up, and we sit down, whatever.
Let me see your dentures.
Let me tell you, that old couple, one of the questions was hysterical. Like, what? Not even a question. It was the answer. The answers were something simple. It was like they met at the, like, they had their, it was the same answer, like, a lot of times. They're like, where was the first place you made whoopee? When was the first time you had a kiss?
Yeah.
Where was the worst time you got, the first time you guys, what's it called?
I think it was first date.
Yeah, it was their first date. It was something that was a different category, but it ended up being the same answer. So it was like, Great Wolf, not Great Wolf. What was it? Great Bear Dam or something like that.
I thought you were going
to
say Great Wolf Lodge.
No.
It was something dam.
Yeah, it was like, it was at a dam.
It was like something in Poconos somewhere. Yeah,
the Poconos Dam or something like that.
I went to Hoover Dam when it was just
exactly.
Back, fell out.
Back when the 40s were happening and we didn't like the Japanese, you know? Like,
During the
war where we didn't like those krauts and we lit them up like Christmas trees, you know? So now they start talking about all this stuff, and I'll speed this up because this is getting very convoluted very quickly. And he looks at her, he asks the questions like, "Where your wife had to answer all these questions." Now they bring out the husbands because they went away.
They separate them.
And they separate them, and he goes, "Where was the first time you guys had your kiss?" And he said, "Great Bear Dam or whatever the hell it was." Yeah, you're right. It's like, "Where was the first time you had whoopee?"
The same.
Great Dane. Where did you guys have your first, what's it called? What was the other one?
It was First Kiss, I believe.
First Date, First Kiss.
First Kiss.
Well, it was at the Great Bear Dam, and everyone's just like, the host just turns around and goes, I need to go to this dam. But we like doing stuff like that, and that's what made it really fun. There were some raunchy answers when they were doing that.
Oh, yeah, there were.
Yeah. This one guy goes, what was the strangest thing? What's the strangest thing that you've done naked? And this is what makes a trip really happy for me, is when you realize, like, this stuff like this happens. The wife goes, oh, he let the dogs out. And he goes, okay, that's not that bad. He let the dogs out, whatever. His answer not the dogs. He goes, what was the worst thing you ever did naked? And this guy is like pushing like 70. Oh, this little 70-year-old man, he's just sitting there
he's
like.
He's a skinny dude too.
You could tell like he was like, I'm going to regret this, but I'm going all out. And the host told him, be honest. This is the truth. He goes, I was sitting naked on the edge of my bed eating Cheetos and my stepdaughter came in. So I told her a story to go to bed and I sat her on my lap and I'm like. Dude, you just should have said dogs, dude. She's sitting there like this. She's just like covering her face like, what did I set myself up for? And then everyone just stops and looks at him like there was no laughter, no nothing. And it just goes, she goes, yeah, that wasn't it, Greg.
That's when she grabs the mic going, I remember someone saying, hey.
Greg. So, that's the fun thing about those cruises. You get to do these, like, fun little things where you have game shows. We did Wheel of Fortune. I came in
Wheel of Fortune was fun.
We actually, what did we get? We get the photo package.
We won a photo package. $100 photo package
that's
we won.
Great.
Yeah. $100, which is great.
Yeah. So that was really fun. And that's the thing about vacations. It's like, I can have a fun time anywhere. But when you throw in, like, little happy little things like that, which have maybe motivated me to do a Wheel of Fortune episode on here.
I love Wheel of Fortune.
I'm going to call it the Wheel
of Fortune. Can I be Vanna White?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, why not? Absolutely. I'll allow it. I'm going to
make the sound effects. Ding.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can make it happen. I'm just going to call it the
Wheel of Misfortune.
No. I'm going to call it the Tire of Poverty. Oh. I'll figure something out. I'll try to make it work. I found a way of making it work, but I just got to work it out. But yeah, like this whole bunch of different things on cruise lines you can do. You got excursions and everything. And if you haven't been on a cruise, let me explain. You go out there for 7 days or however long you want. You get all the food covered.
Drink packages.
Yes.
You cover soda and alcohol.
If you get the drink packages, you can get a soda package if you don't drink. You can sit there and do a very exclusive area, a VIP area called the Vibe Lounge on the Norwegian boats. They have their own hot tubs, their own sun decks, everything, their own bars. It's pretty cool. I suggest you do that if you have a lot of people. So this is a little bit of traveling advice to those people. If you're not going with a large group of people, be prepared to just kind of like, you know, find your own adventure because it gets kind of convoluted when you're trying to do stuff. You're going to run into people. We ran into people that actually live right around the block from us.
On
the same cruise, which was really kind of funny. And my friend Rob, shout out. I'm going to send this to you, Rob.
We know your name, Rob.
Yeah, it's two names he got right.
No, it's actually my friend Rob. I knew him from back in the day. We didn't recognize each other because I have my mustache and he has a very long beard. So we didn't recognize. I was like, oh, I remember you. You used to bartend over at, the poorhouse. He's like, yeah. And then his family's there. His lovely fiance is there. A whole bunch of different people were there. What else? When you go on these cruises, like you kind of make your own social network and everything. Like we were hanging out everywhere, I think. We always try and have fun wherever we go. We were on the dance floor. We were doing activities. Oh, yeah. The atrium's not the same on every boat. Sometimes you'll have places that have a different type of name, but the same setup. Like on the sixth floor, on the bottom floor, you'll have
because there's always
singing acts.
Yeah,
and it's nice to hear people sing. Like they have
entertainment on the boat.
Yeah.
There's always an entertainment crew. Yeah. There's always dance people singing, bands, live bands, which is actually kind of fun because they're doing by the pool sometimes. So during the daytime, you'd be hanging by the pool listening.
And the thing about cruises is that you have to understand certain things. They also have theme nights. Now, you can investigate it. I noticed recently what some people will do is they'll go and look up the boat on Facebook. And there are some groups, right? There are some travel agency groups that you can only join that Facebook group by going with that certain travel agency. Or people will just make up their own Norwegian Joy boat, you know, group or something like that for that specific cruise. So people kind of get to know each other a little socially before the boat. It's a nice thing. You know, you get to, like, if you're like, all right, I'm going to hang out with these people. Oh, this person's going to be on a boat. They're kind of like-minded like me. You know, I can hang out with them. And yeah. So we also met a nice mother and daughter.
We did. They live out in Long Island.
They live out Long Island.
I'm actually still talking to them. Yeah. We're actually planning on, like, having dinner with them one night. Yeah. Wow. They were really nice. Yeah, we hung out with them most of the time.
Don't think on a cruise that, like, you're going to be stuck on something because you're on 7 days. There's a lot of nice people you can meet. Yes, some cruises have older people. But I always tend to find that, like, towards the end of the school year, like, after June, towards middle July, August, it's a lot of a younger crowd. So if you're going to sit there and try and go on a cruise, that would be the ultimate time for you to go. If it's just you, your wife, or your friends, or a girls' trip, there was a bachelorette party on the boat.
There was.
Yeah. So that's.
Do they still do?
Would you like to talk about the incident by the pool?
Oh, I do.
That you're.
No, I don't want to talk about that. That's evil.
That's not evil.
You can talk about it.
No, Mike helped an old lady.
You did?
What happened was that this family
kind of... wasn't bad.
I feel bad. Like, I'm not saying names or anything like that. So,
I can't remember them anyway.
They're not watching this podcast. They don't know my name.
We don't know them anyway.
So basically, my wife spotted it first. It was a nice old lady. She was laying out by the pool. Her family left her there.
Well, mind you, we were in Bermuda, so the sun's beaming down on you.
Beaming down on you.
And she's just laying there by the pool.
Wait, were we docked?
We were docked still.
Oh, that's right.
We were in Bermuda still, so it was hot.
So it's really sun glaring and everything. I'm in the pool over by the lawn chairs, and then my wife is directly in front of me. I look up, and she's giving me this eye, like, and I'm like, I have no clue what's going on. My AirPods on. I'm just listening to music. I'm doing designs for stuff, and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm kind of looking at her, like, at first I think someone's bothering her, and I'm like, I'm like, you know, I give her the nod.
Where are I talking?
You know, so I'm, she kind of gives me a look, and I kind of like move past a couple people. I see this poor lady laying on a lawn chair, completely laid out. She was not in any type of duress, if you would, not even duress, but like she was breathing, she had a pulse, she had everything, but she just wasn't responding to anybody. I don't want to say unresponsive because that leads to like bad things. Yeah. So, he got the best of her. The family forgot that the fact that the sun actually moves in a different direction because we're parked on a different angle now, so the sun goes a different way. They thought she was going to be in the shade. She wasn't. So we started gently cooling her down. And I asked the family, like, what's going on? She's like, oh, she has a cardiac history.
Oh,
she
great.
Seizures. She's like 81 years old.
Well, let's put her right in the sun.
Yeah. I was like, let's put her
right. I know.
You
left grandma on a boat.
Yeah. So
back in the water.
I couldn't believe it.
So I did a little bit of first aid, and the thing was I had to really stop people from doing things. They're like, raise her legs. I'm like, no, because you don't do that when someone has a cardiac problem. Mm-mm. So, yeah,
you don't want blood rushing up there. Yeah.
Exactly. So what's it called? Her pulse was super fast. I was like, no, let me just take care of her. And then the medic team came. I assisted with the medic team. We moved her into the shade. I started to move her in the shade. I just couldn't do it with all the limited sources that I had. We moved her into the shade and we just took care of her. And,
so nice.
He was good.
Yeah. So thanks to my wife.
My wife was the one
who really kind of like spotted the whole thing.
She's
so.
The real hero.
Yes. Well, we work as a team, right?
All
right.
Ready for this one? We got multiple sponsors now. We have a new sponsor, and I think I told you guys. Yeah.
We love this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our official after party place. Deal is closed today. Ladies and gentlemen, no advertisement for it, but I'm just going to announce it. The Hop Shop, right here on Van Duzer in the corner of the beach. It is a great place. It is an honest, true experience to go out with your friends. They have open mics. They have tons of great food. Great bar service.
Great games.
They have a very cool retro arcade in the back. Yes. They have skee ball. They have The Simpsons. They have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They have Marvel vs. Capcom. They have a whole litany worth of games.
They have
skee ball. Yep. Skee ball. It's a great time. They have a party room that you can rent anytime you want. Hop Shop for all your last minute party needs. Hit them up.
And they have live music. And I think it's family owned.
It's a great place to go to on a Friday, Saturday night. If you want to go have a great time, great atmosphere, great clientele, great bar staff,
great food, drinks.
Yeah. No, the food really is good.
Everything is.
Tabitha, always had like a great experience.
Tabitha, my favorite redhead bartender.
Hi, Tabitha.
Bartendress. Is it bartendress or?
Bartender.
Bartendress?
No, bartender.
I like that word.
It's unisex.
I like that word too. I'm going to call you that. Tabitha.
Co-ed.
You're officially dubbed
I
the
like
bartendress.
That,
yeah,
bartendress.
Sounds like
so
a
they
vampire.
Have tons of TVs. They have tons of TVs that you can sit there and watch any of your favorite games, like the Ranger game is on tonight. So yeah, check out the Hop Shop. Listen, great place. Go check them out. Yeah, so our second sponsor right now, we actually have a video for Hopshot's going to give me a video and stuff pretty soon. I'll put a little picture up. Ladies and gentlemen, June 14th, SWA, Wrestle Hell. Woo! It's going to be a night to remember. Nice. It's going to be a great time. Apparently, my tag team partner is not too happy with me because I screwed up our schedule and I left him high and dry at the last show and he got his butt kicked by... Jorge Batista and Absolute Alvin Alvarez. Sorry to hear that, bro. What can I say? I screwed up my schedule. I'm sorry. I know you want to match with me at Wrestle Hell. Grudge match. I get it. I'm going to show up. We're going to talk it out. Irish person, you're my brother. I know. Okay? Listen, you're pissed.
And we know your name.
Yes. So I'll see you at Wrestle Hell.
And Mel, put your hands up, tell me if you've been in love.
SWA fans, the boy here, general manager. Winner takes all is in the books. It went well for some people, not many others were so fortunate. Myself and Johnny Malloy were just, it wasn't a good night. But we got to move forward. Wrestle Hell, June 14th. I have set some ground rules. Number one would be no more rematches. If you lose your title, unfortunately, I can't give you any more rematches because it just holds up the division and we want to move forward. We can't be dwelling in the past and trying to get our titles back and everything else. It's just a mess. So I'm just going to no more rematches. Number two, if anyone of the SWA roster touches any of the staff, whether it be timekeeper, general manager, somebody running the gimmicks, I just can't have it. So you will be fired and permanently banned from building an SWA. On to point number three. It is my honor and privilege to announce that after the attack, Johnny Malloy has been cleared to wrestle, and he will be at WrestleHell June 14th in the main event to face the SWA Pride champion, Joey Conway. I would also like to announce the return of Jay Flyer and Anthony Gangone. The SWA Tag Team Champions will be facing the new number one contenders, War. Number five, Hunter Grayson. Normally you wish you an open challenge. We're not gonna do that this time. You're no longer gonna do the open challenge. Instead, I'm gonna choose your opponents. And I'm gonna put you up against your former partner in the organization, CJ Bambino, and the former Pride Heavyweight Champion, Chris Caton. Good luck. And number six, it is another great honor to announce that we will be returning with the COTA Memorial Battle Royal. Here comes the hard part. You see, when I was first announced as the SWA general manager, I was hoping to do a really, really, really great job, but I'm under a lot of stress mentally, physically. I watched my best friend come and defend me when he really shouldn't have. I fear for my life. I fear for Johnny Malloy's life. So unfortunately, I will be stepping down as SWA general manager for the foreseeable future. I don't know what the future holds, but I can say next week we will announce the interim general manager. This has been Double A. Paperwork is signed. I hope WrestleHell is great June 14th. I'll see you down the road.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, WrestleHell. One other plug. Tomorrow night, Funhouse Wrestling.
I'll be there with my dad.
Yay.
I'll be there in spirit.
I couldn't get the, what's it called, promo work here done in time, so I'm just going to hold up the, here you go. I'm just going to hold that up right there. That's the arrival time that you should get there. So it's me versus the Funhouse Wrestling Tri-State Champion, Joey Adams, and I'm going to kick his face in with my fist, and I'm going to take his title, and I'm going to add it to my personal collection, because that is what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, Funhouse Wrestling, I'm going to read it off to you right now.
He's very entertaining.
Yes. The First Presbyterian Church, 621 Woodbridge Ave, Anvil, New Jersey. Get your tickets now online at TitanChampionshipWrestling.com, or you can just show up at the door and buy your tickets. It's going to be a great time. I'll put up the poster here just as a safety. So back to it. Vacations. Give me a place that you guys like to go to vacation. Like, give me long-term, short-term. Give me a place where you guys like to vacation. People may not know, because I want to really make this a thing where people are having problems traveling places. Give me something new. Give me something good.
Last time I went on vacation, we went to Aruba.
Ooh. How did you book that? Because I want to go to Aruba.
We got lucky because Lynn's aunt and uncle have a house down there.
Oh, nice.
Wow, nice.
So the only thing we paid for was the airfare and whatever we did down there.
Nice, nice.
But it was a lot of fun. And something I did not know. When we got there, she wanted to go see a lighthouse.
Okay.
So I was like, all right. So we got the car and we started driving, and they turn off their street lights. Like the not the lights so you can't see where you're going.
Yeah.
Like the actual like light signals, like red, green,
yellow.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's interesting.
Yeah, and I'm driving, and people are...
At what time would they turn it off? Do you remember?
It was like 8, I think.
Okay.
Because people are... I'm doing like 50, and people are just beeping and flying right past me.
So you were
like,
driving in Aruba?
Yeah.
You rented like a car?
No, they had a car.
Oh, they had a car.
Wow, that's crazy. Give me another place. Give me a place like where you actually stayed, you visited. This is on our list of places to travel.
I don't know. I don't really travel all too much because... I don't have the time and all the money, but one place I really love to go is Hershey.
Hershey is nice.
Hershey's a good one.
Hershey's a good one.
That's
a
great Hershey in so long.
That's a great little weekend trip. Leave on a Friday, hang out on a Saturday.
So when you go to Hershey, how do you book it? Do you get a hotel around the area? Is there a place there?
I usually go to either the last time we went to the Hershey Lodge.
Okay,
which is great. And
did you book it through like a third party? Did you book it through them?
I booked it through them.
Do you have kids?
Did you call them up? Okay. Did you call them up? Did you do it online?
I did it online.
Okay.
I did everything online. I don't remember how much it was because it was a few years ago. Okay. But, you know, we left on a Friday, hung out at the lodge on Friday night, went to the park Saturday, had breakfast, came home Sunday.
Nice.
Nice little weekend.
That's a nice little weekend trip. That's nice. What about you, Susie? Give me a long-term vacation that you've liked to do or something that you're planning.
Well, so I love... learning. I love when in roaming. I love adventuring. My favorite place that I've ever been to is definitely Israel.
That's nice. Okay. The beaches there are beautiful, though.
It's beach.
Yeah.
It's adventure. I mean, I hiked mountains that I can't even. I looked like from the bottom. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Nice.
The seas are incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, the Med Sea. I mean, there's literally a sea you can sit in.
Yep.
Like,
it floats. Yeah, your body floats.
Yeah, yeah.
Salt density is the mud. The salt density is so high.
And there's just so much history. Like, now, no matter what religion or nationality you are, there is so much history.
Which leads into my next point. I know that you're part of the Jewish faith and everything, and I know this is a very important trip that everyone who of the Jewish faith goes once a lifetime. Did you do that when you were younger, or was this when you were older?
No, I went on Birthright.
Yes.
I actually went with my best friend, B. We went together. And I went when I was 22, I think. So the cap at the time was 25.
Yes, you cannot go after your age of 25 if you want to claim the Birthright trip.
And what Birthright is they give you an opportunity to go learn about your culture. Yep. And it's wonderful, and it's a 10-day excursion with... and everybody's like, oh, it's all dangerous and all of this. But you know what? New York is dangerous. Yeah. Like, it this was... You're given a tour guide. You're given... And then you have... You're given a tour guide.
Yes.
And then you have military personnel on there with you. Mm-hmm. There's usually two. Oh. And then you have one more staff person that's like a coordinator.
It's the, was it IFD, I believe?
IDF.
IDF, sorry.
Yeah. And so I went with a company called Taglit, which mm-hmm. I think they're still around. But they take you on a 10-day, and it's all planned out for you, and you're literally just living out of a suitcase on a bus, and you can go through like the whole country within 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So... And they do it. And there are times we're getting up at 4 o'clock. And it's so funny because they were like, everybody needs to stay together. Mm-hmm. No one is to leave. Well, you know, the second the sunset, we were all yeah. on the streets. And it was so funny because Americans sometimes are just like so absent-minded. And so like we went to a bar, right? I've never been to a bar in Israel. So we sit down and the guy next to me orders a Long Island iced tea. And I'm like, dude, you're in Israel.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the most Jersey sure. soda drink ever.
Can I get a Mediterranean? but it was like, it was spicy unbelievable. Spicy dreidel. A spicy. Can I get a wet menorah? Thanks.
Can I get a dry lots of matzo, please?
That was really good. I'll take the Foxy Loxy.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But we were getting up like the crack of dawn because it's so hot. We went in the summer and it's like 115 degrees. And
so when did you go, by the way? When did
I
you
went
go?
In, so I was 22. I'm trying to think of the year, but I was in summertime. It was during summertime. Okay. So it was brutal. Oh,
yeah. People don't realize it is kind of.
It's in, desert.
It's desert. Yeah. It will knock you out. Like how we went to Mexico that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Done. Yeah.
And we died.
Brutal. Brutal. And we got to, I did things that like I just never imagined ever doing. So like I camped in the middle of the Bedouin desert.
Yep.
Like with scorpions.
That's crazy.
Like why
that's,
not?
That's awesome sure. though.
Right. Like Susie doesn't do stuff like that.
Was one of the scorpions like, get over here.
Oh, were they playing, like, no, I've heard of you.
Were they playing music for you?
You know what? That would have been lovely. But I don't think I slept like one wink because I was like, don't get stung, don't get stung, don't get stung.
Also, scorpions, the mermaids of lobsters. Actually, lobsters are the mermaids of scorpions.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Same family.
Think
huh?
about it, right? They have the pinchers and everything
and
like that.
And the way they're shaped.
Lobsters are mermaids to scorpions.
But scorpions are cooler because they sing from like the top, you know? Yeah. And then I cameled. Like I cameled, which was amazing.
That's awesome.
Mine, of course, kept stopping to poop, and I was all the way in the back. I was like, come on. But that was incredible. And then I kayaked from... Israel into Jordan, like over the Jordan, Jordan
border,
River.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, so my friend and IB, which you, who you guys know, she's like as ditzy as can be. And then, so we got lost. We're like, of course.
Of course, why not?
The two that get lost in the middle of this like river and we're like, so somebody had to come and save us. We're really grateful. Thank you. I don't remember your name, but thank you so much.
Another no-namer.
Oh my gosh. And it was just, I mean, it's an unforgettable experience. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable.
I will never, ever forget it. I have went back with my family multiple times. So that is definitely the most memorable.
All right. Give me a short-term vacation that you would highly suggest. Like something, I mean, you have like the shore, you have all this other stuff, but give me something like that you went on that like you think is a good little like weekend getaway or something.
Nashville. I loved Nashville.
Listen, I did a wrestling trip to Nashville like about maybe like 7-8 years ago. Let me tell you, it's not Nashville, it's Smashville. All right? Listen, there's some debauchery that happens down there.
I did not smash, I'll have you know.
But yeah, Nashville's a great place. Tell me more about it.
Oh my goodness. So the music is fantastic. There's live music everywhere, all day and night.
Also, I'm sorry. There is the stadium down in Nashville that
something.
Yeah. So what happens is there's a line of bars. That's where it's literally the bachelor capital of the world. So if you go there, trust me, I say this, for your bachelor party, it's a great place. If you're looking for something for the weekend, Friday to Monday, great time. You'll have a great time.
It's not that far from here. Yep. It's got such southern hospitality. So everybody's really nice. There's pleases and excuse me's.
Yep.
And like all of that, there's a place to dance everywhere you go. There's beautiful sights. The weather is nice. It smells good. And it's affordable. It's not like you go to these like locations and they charge you an arm and a leg. Like you go to Vegas, you pay 30 bucks a drink. Yeah. And it's like, come on.
Yeah.
It was very like relatively affordable.
Now, give me something that you guys did down there. Who'd you go with?
So I went with Patricia and B.
Oh,
and
this is recently.
This is what I just went on.
Yes. Okay. So I was going to say, who went with you? But I already know those happy little people. Hi, guys.
Hi. We know your name.
Hello.
Hi,
Patrice.
And so
also, B was one was bachelor number one on the dirty dating game. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've been friends since kindergarten. Yeah. So we made a list of, like, things that we wanted to do. Like, we wanted to karaoke.
Yeah.
That's a must.
We wanted to line dance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to try certain foods like fried pickles and like hush puppies and stuff that we've only heard of. And we just wanted to check out like the nightlife. And so we did everything we set out to do. Sorry. And it was awesome. Like it was so fun. And there was no, there were must have been 30,000 people in one square, between four blocks, like one square radius. And there were like no fights, no drama. Like it was just fun and lively and it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. I feel like we've talked about all the locations that we've really been on already today. So, I mean, the only thing I would say is our trip to Europe that we've been planning forever.
Yeah. I want to do a Euro trip.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, he's been wanting to take me.
I just want to take her to Europe because, like, I've been to Europe.
He's my personal tour guide, by the way.
Yeah.
In Bermuda, he literally toured me around Bermuda. It was great.
Yeah. We went to the lighthouse. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about the Bermuda. We actually went to Bermuda.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Normally, I get the scooter with the guys. You know, we get the little mopeds and we drive around and everything like that. It's a great time. But this time, I got a double one. And I'll tell those people
right
now.
I was a little nervous to drive one.
Yeah. It's a different animal when you have the 2-1 because it's a more of a weight on it and it's harder to turn. So like if you have a pothole in front of you and you see it and you try to make a quick turn, you're not going to move like right as way. I would say this, if you don't feel comfortable, don't take the scooters, take the buses out there. They're like $7 for each person each way. It's a great time just to go drive around and see all the beautiful peaches. You can, as long as your cell phone plan provides for you properly, you can sit there and turn on your roaming, and you can have full service down there. And you can put in your maps, Horseshoe Bay. Horseshoe Bay, everyone will tell you about Horseshoe Bay. It's not that bad of a drive. It's maybe about like a 20, 40-minute drive, depending on how fast you go, and it's a great time. And you could actually go down there, and you really do just have a great time. If you guys went down there, you and the missus went down there, you guys would have a great time just driving around. Get your own moped, drive around, go very cautious, because they drive on the opposite side of the road, because Bermuda is British territory.
Yep.
So everything underneath them is backwards. British ways. They have British cops, the bobbies, and everything. So, you want to stay on the left side of the road. The turns are going to be very nefarious if you're not knowing what you're doing, because when you come up to a road and you want to go left, you're not skipping over the other line. You're going directly to the left, and you're going the other way. It's just mirrored. So definitely remember, it's kilometers, not miles, when you're driving those things. I'm not going to name any names, not her, but one of my friends, when we went down there, he was like, bro, I was going like 90 miles per hour. And I'm like,
no, you aren't.
How are you going 90 miles per hour? I was going like 40. He goes, dude, no, I was looking at the thing, it said 90. I'm like, that's in kilometers. It's roughly half. Kilometers is roughly twice as much as a foot. So that's the best way to remember it. We drove around. I did get a little bit lost because there was construction that was happening at that one spot. So I missed one turn and we went turned around. And we just went for a little drive. That's all it was. Like, we went all the way down. We went up towards that one beach at the dead end road that I tried finding with you that one time. And I finally found it. No, because it was
took
like
us a couple of turns.
Yeah, it took us a couple of turns because like the construction screwed me up. Like, I know how to get out there from where we were, but Last time I went out there, me and the guys, like, they were passed out on the boat. I just went driving around all day, and I found it. But the only thing was, it took me a while because the way that I normally go was blocked off. So I had to go around another way, and we kind of, like, got lost a little bit. But it was all...
It was fun, though. It was good to roam around the island and sightsee and whatnot.
Yeah. We went to the lighthouse, which was really nice. I'll put up a couple of pictures of that. The lighthouse.
Beautiful. Pink. Did you climb, like, to the top?
Or
you
No.
I was not attempting that. Yeah.
The view was beautiful.
It was beautiful from the bottom, and I looked up.
What else? Yeah, we drove around the island. I normally get the scooters for like 2 days. I'll just go out. We went to Hamilton Beach. We went to the catamaran with Michelle.
And her daughter.
We went out to the catamaran. We went to Hamilton Beach. We got some nice pictures
Hamilton
of that.
Hamilton Beach was nice,
right there. We had a great time.
They had a little festival going on, so they had little boutiques and whatnot on the street. It was nice. Yeah.
So I looked that up beforehand. I was like, okay, I know how far it goes down because Hamilton Beach is not that. It's a drive. It's about an hour and 20-minute drive to get out there, but you're not. It's like that in your head because it's such a beautiful drive. Then we drove. Well, we got on the camera and went back. And, that was the end of our little Bermuda excursions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice, though.
Yeah, we went to Horseshoe Bay, too.
Because you get off on the boat, and literally everything's within walking distance. Yeah. For the most part, except minus Horseshoe Bay.
Snorkel Park. So
Snorkel Bay we went to, Snorkel Park.
Yeah, Snorkel Park is a nice little spot. I'll put up a couple pictures like this one. Click, me getting killed by an octopus.
Go, octopus, go!
Scared. But no, it was a really fun time because we got to... go to Snorkel Park, which is really, it sucks because we're there from a Wednesday and a Thursday and we leave Friday morning. You're there for 2.5 days. I've been there before on a Friday night and it's an absolute party. But the only people who go there during the week are the people on the boats. It's a really fun time.
It was good though.
Yeah, it's a nice little beach. You get to have a nice time. They have like actual, when you go out there, there's a thing called Glass Beach. Be careful because there really is glass out there. So please be careful. Don't cut yourself up.
Not just a clever name.
Yeah, not just never clever name. And if you go a little bit out, there are sunken boats from when the British tried invading Bermuda back in the day. And there's ships outside of there that are still underwater. And if you snorkel, it's a great time. If you even get in the water is like literally crystal clear. And if you get in the water, fish will literally walk up to you and start nibbling on you and start eating the dead skin cells on your feet.
I see them in like some of the spas do that.
For pedicures, they usually do it.
Yeah, so that's exactly what happens. And you literally go out there, there's like 1,005 fish. And you're just like...
Oh, they're so awesome though. Yeah. It's so cool to see.
Yeah, we went out to the water. We took a couple of pictures.
The weather was a little iffy that day, though.
Yeah, but it was still iffy.
It was like a cloudy, sunny, cloudy. Yeah. It was a good time, though, still.
I've only heard of this, but did you eat conch or try it?
No. That's the part that I wanted to take us to, but it was a bad day, and I was like,
the weather was throwing us off a little bit.
Because I didn't want to drive out there in the rain, so I was like, you know what, we won't go out there the first day we stayed at Snorkel Park, second day we did out there, so.
The second day, we did scooter, and then the third day was just kind of like a...
Half day.
It was only there for a half day.
We were out partying that whole entire night, so we slept until like 11.
Somebody had a little too much to drink the night before.
Yeah. Her name rhymes with Krabby.
It was a good time. Thank God for my tour guide, though. He's great. We survived the scooter ride.
Yeah. When we go to Europe will be way more fun. But yeah, Europe, I want to take it to
Europe. I can't wait for.
I was stationed over there. I want to take it to my old barracks. I want to take it to old clubs I used to DJ at. All the old places I used to hang out at.
And you can ride bikes. Like, what I want to do in Europe is I want to take a bike and ride through all the cobblestone, like, roads and paths.
Yeah,
and
The places I do want to go, besides Europe, a short-term place. I want to go back to Wildwood, actually, at the end of the summer.
Oh.
Wildwood, though, was a good time.
What happens is they have, like, a little car show that happens at the end of the year around, like, when was it? Like, the end of August, first week of September?
I want to say it was the end of August, like, last week, I believe. Yeah. The last 2 weeks or sometime.
So it's always a great time when you go out there because it's, like, a small little town. It gets taken over by people they have a beautiful boardwalk. Absolutely.
Well, they have the largest boardwalk, I believe, in Jersey.
Yeah.
And the boardwalk's great.
Yeah, they have tons of games there. They have escape rooms, which, I mean, we all know that we love escape rooms down here.
We find them everywhere.
We love escape rooms.
We almost did one in Bermuda.
Yeah, we almost...
But we didn't have the time to.
Yeah, because,
we almost did one, but we didn't have the time to.
I'm surprised there wasn't one on the boat. That would have been a good idea.
I don't know. No, that's a lot, because imagine...
I don't know if they could do it on a boat.
You could book it, but you would just have to sit there and do, like, multiple rooms and... That's inside, you know?
I don't know how that would work on a boat.
Yeah.
Well, let's put Pretty interesting.
We
can
make an
be.
Escape room on a boat.
Shark Tank.
Oh.
Hello, sharks. I got a plan for you.
Escape? I don't think so.
Escape room? No. Escape
Jaws.
Escape house.
On a boat.
Imagine that. No, imagine an escape house. That'd actually be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. That's a good Halloween idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, you have a bunch of people start in the attic.
But yeah, well, the basement. Yeah. So back on topic. Wildwood is definitely a place I want to go. There's a lot of places that like you can go for the day. Also, for getting back on topic of vacations, vacations are really, you could be a day away too.
Day trips are fun too.
Yeah, day trips are fun too. Like we,
Seaside.
I want to go to Six Flags.
Seaside, yeah.
I love Six Flags.
Six Flags. I haven't been there forever.
Six Flags is so much fun because you hate roller coasters. That's why.
Yeah,
roller coasters hate me.
I'm very much
let's,
the same.
Let's put it out there. Roller coasters do not like me.
Like, oh, roller coaster. Oh, it's this bitch again.
Like, let's make.
Why
sin.
Are you looking at me like that?
Hey, Nitro, yuck, look. She's back. See, I love roller coasters. Nitro's my favorite roller coaster because that just first drop just like, and Batman the Ride. I remember when that ride came out. Yeah. I have a mental attachment to that because my brother took me, John, took me on that ride when it first opened. Like, it was a big thing. Like, we were maybe like the first 100 people to ever ride it. And I was just like, this young cool. kid, just like. I was like, I was afraid, like, Batman the Ride, they're going to give you a full Batman experience.
What,
they're going
to
shoot my parents? Like,
oh, my God.
You know, so, yeah.
He was hoping they would give him the suit before he got on
the
ride.
Funny thing is that I forget what day they do it, but people may not know this. The Batman ride at Six Flags, at certain times during the year, I'm sorry I'm not quoting the information correctly, but they do it backwards.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do it backwards, which is absolutely crazy. I wish I had more information about this.
Is
but
that
you
where
Google
your feet
it.
Angle?
Yeah. And they do it backwards, which is, I mean, you're literally doing the entire ride backwards. It's not like you're facing backwards going the normal way. They just put it in reverse. That's sick.
That is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Disney World. I love Disney World.
I have yet to go. I've never been. One day.
We're going to have to go. We're going to have to do like a whole
adult
trip.
I went to Disney World, yeah.
Disney World, I've never.
The best rides you can go on because they're all themed.
Yep. Disney World, we could talk about that. That's going to be another episode because I want to have more people on. We're going to do a part two. This is part one of vacations because I have Darryl coming on.
And he's vacation king.
I know.
I mean, that man travels all over the place.
I have Patrick coming on who's a flight attendant. Yep. I have other people who are going to come in and stop by. We're going to talk about other people's greatest vacations, people as they want to go. So this is the end of part one. So going back to it, we're going to get out of here because I know we're going to go watch the Ranger game, baby.
Let's go.
At the hop shop.
Convert those power plays, gentlemen, please. All right? And, So, this is about it. Mike, I guess you're the... Go ahead, shoot the socials, because I'm horrible at this. I just reminded myself.
I'm doing it for me, I'm doing it for you.
No, do your socials, bro. Okay.
You want to check me out? I also have
hey.
I also...
Tell me how you really feel.
In case you can't tell, that's not special effects.
That's
Mike's
not special
actually
effects.
This is a family-oriented show.
not tonight, is not, sweetheart.
Technically, it's not his middle finger.
I'm pointing with two.
That's technically not his middle finger.
Yeah.
I'm pointing with two.
Technically, the ring finger is his middle finger. Middle finger. Go ahead, go.
Anyway, all right. You can check me out on my other podcast, the Dragoon's Lair Podcast. Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook on my production page, Hamster Pellet Productions. And if you want, check me out, Mike Schiavo, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Susie, shoot.
I am Susie Zeiser on Facebook. I am Ukrainka Dama on Instagram.
We'll have the spelling up.
I am
Ukraine. What the f*** did she say?
I do have to change that. I totally have to change that.
Yes.
I am a Del Mori fashion model for jewelry. I do a lot of acting. I have a lot of really fun stuff coming up. And I have a mental health podcast coming out called The Monsters Under the Bed, which is something very special. And I'm going to have some special guests on it.
Where are you going to be shooting that?
I'm still figuring that out. I was thinking about, I was going to talk to you.
Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it.
He always takes care of me, so I figured we would together figure that out because I want you to be a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So I figured we could together, and it's something that means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So that's me.
That's all, folks.
So, you hate social media, so.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
She has it. She has
me
it.
On mics. It's
this
fine.
Is Gabagool.
I tag her and everything.
She's amazing. I tag her and everything.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the end. of episode 10. We're going to get out of here. Double ladies digits. And gentlemen, you can find me. I just realized I'm so horrible at tagging people. I don't even put my own socials. Yeah. Stephen Person IP in Twitter. Stephen Person on Facebook. YouTube page. YouTube page here. Nerd Badge Podcast. Nerd Badge Podcast on everything. If you put in Nerd Badge Podcast, whatever you have, this will pop up. Ladies and gentlemen, number 10. We did it! Woo! Done! Woo! Wrap it up! We got it in the books! Check the gate! We done! Woo! Done, baby! Episode 10, double digits! Yes! Yes!